The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me today. A historic day. The 46th president of the United States has been officially inaugurated. Joe Biden is the president. Kamala Harris is our vice president. And I will state it again and again and again. I am praying for them. I don't think I will be able to support many of their policies. I believe that Joe Biden is going to take a hard turn to the left very, very quickly. In order to get where he is, I think he has made a lot of promises. He owes a whole lot of people on the far left. And I think those who are hoping that he's going to be, you know, center, right, moderate, no. So I predict that I will not be able to support many of his policies. But he is my president. I will pray for him. And I will pray that he succeeds. Because if he fails, America fails. Now, my definition of success is probably quite different than Joe Biden's definition of success. But I want him to succeed from a biblical point of view. So I hope you will join me in praying for President Biden. A lot of other things. Kamala Harris and her husband are now walking to the West Wing of the White House, I assume to her office. They're walking down the street with a few family members and a whole bunch of Secret Service. So that's what's happening now. They're walking down the street. Oh, some people just tried to approach them, and the Secret Service did not like that. Interesting. Anyway, they kept walking, and they're I think they're just about to the West Wing of the White House. Anyway, that's what's happening now. Joe Biden and Jill Biden are actually in the White House. Can we leave that just for a few minutes? Just leave it just for a few minutes. And how about dealing with some good news? All right, some good news. In Oregon, one of the state's oldest abortion facilities, open for almost 50 years, has now closed. Here's the headline. Abortion business that killed babies and abortions for almost 50 years finally closes. Now, why do I bring this story to your attention when things so important are happening in Washington? Because I want to have a little good news. And on the abortion front, we're not going to have very much good news for the next 4 years. For the next 4 years, on the topic of abortion, we're going to have a whole lot of bad news, folks. So I thought that we should focus on some good news. Quote, Oregon's largest independent and oldest abortion company, Lovejoy Surgis Center, has closed. Lois Anderson, the director of Oregon Right to Life, said this, quote, Lovejoy Surgery Center has separated women from their children and children from their lives for years. They also participated in gruesome scientific studies, trading body parts from aborted babies for financial compensation from Oregon Health and Sciences University. For over 50 years, faithful, dedicated pro-life advocates have stood on the sidewalks outside Lovejoy, offering hope and physical support to the women entering there. There are countless children alive today because of their work. We are so grateful for the sacrifices they have made and will continue to make. That is a statement from the director of Oregon Right to Life. That stands in stark contrast to a statement from the company itself, the abortion center. On their website, they have, and I quote, "After nearly 50 years of empowering women with choice, Lovejoy Surgery Center has closed its doors effectively 1/16/2021. We are saddened but proud of the services we have offered to so many people." Let that sink in for a minute. Their primary business was taking the lives of innocent unborn children. And after 50 years, they are saddened that they cannot take the lives of any more children. And they are proud of the work that they have done. The abortion battle is going to heat up, folks. For the last 4 years, the pro-life movement and unborn children have had one of their greatest supporters in the White House in American history. Love him or hate him, Donald Trump was, without a doubt, the most pro-life president in American history. That's done. Joe Biden is radically pro-abortion. Kamala Harris is even more radically pro-abortion. He is going to appoint people who are radically pro-abortion. The battle is really going to heat up very, very quickly. That means every opportunity, folks, listen, every opportunity we have to support pro-life movements, pro-life organizations, there has never been a time that they will need us more than now. Which brings me to this. Yesterday, I had the privilege of interviewing Cindy Boston with Heartbeat International on the program. Tomorrow, I'm going to ask you to support the option line at Heartbeat International. They field anywhere from 1,100 to 2,000 calls every single day. They can prove statistically that on average, 3,000 babies are saved from abortion every single week because of the work of Option Line. There is no organization, there is nothing in the pro-life movement that can boast those kinds of actual, factual numbers. Heartbeat International and their Option Line is the single most effective way to battle abortion in America. There are hundreds of ways to support life and to battle abortion. There is no ministry, no organization doing more to actually save the lives of the unborn. Our campaign officially kicks off tomorrow. And our goal is to take care of one entire work week, 5 full days of the option line. It costs $1,800 every day, every single day, 365 days a year. It costs $1,800 every day. Our responsibility will be 5 of those days. Now, praise God, I just mentioned it in passing yesterday, and we already have one half of one of those days covered. We have $900 that has been pledged. We actually kick off the campaign tomorrow, but I'm going to ask you, pray about what you should do, and you can give today. Go to thewordcolumbus.com, click on the Heartbeat International banner, the Option Line banner, and give the biggest gift that you can possibly give. Or you can simply go to saveababynow.com. Saveababynow.com. The campaign officially begins tomorrow. We already have one half of one day. It would be wonderful if by the time we get tomorrow, to tomorrow, we would have one full day taken care of. Let's begin giving now. Never been a time that it was more essential. The word Columbus.com. Click on the Option Line Heartbeat International tab and give today. Why wait till tomorrow?
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me. Here's some more good news. You know, why dwell on the bad stuff, the negative stuff? North Carolina has a new lieutenant governor. His name is Mark Robinson. He is the first African-American to be elected lieutenant governor of North Carolina. And as we know, the past history of North Carolina, South Carolina, that's a big deal. He is the first African-American to be elected lieutenant governor of North Carolina. Well, he is also a devout Christian. He is also devoutedly and unapologetically pro-life. Yeah. Listen to some of these quotes. There is no greater mission on earth than standing up for the most defenseless among us. We cannot say we believe in equality. We cannot say that black lives matter or all lives matter or blue lives matter until we say unborn lives matter, because that is where it all starts. He went on to say the phrase "a woman's right to choose" is deceptive because it hides the egregious act of killing an unborn baby. In his speech, he proudly states that he is a devout Christian, and he said, quote, "I get a lot of pushback, a lot of folks that tell me, you know, you need to ease up on the whole religious thing. Well, you know, that's too bad. You don't want to hear about my faith? Then you don't want to hear about me." In his speech at a pro-life rally, he encouraged pro-lifers to ignore the criticism and to speak out strongly for life. He ended the speech by saying, "We will not silently go into the night." It's what they want. It's what they expect. Speaking of the pro-abortion folks. I think I've got a new hero. North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson. And like I said, folks, during the next 4 years, it is going to be more important than ever before to stand for life. And there are several ways, all right? There are several ways that we can fight for life. One is on the legislative front, and that's important. I think Roe v. Wade should be overturned. I do. I think it was decided falsely. So, I hope Roe v. Wade will be overturned. I think there's a very good possibility that Joe Biden may pack the Supreme Court to flip the balance over to the liberal wing, but, you know, we will see there. So there is the legislative way. That has borne fruit. We have a lot of pro-life legislation that has been passed all over America, and abortions have been reduced as a result of the pro-life legislation. The other, however, I think is more effective, and I think more important. And that is dealing just simply with the truth. These are unborn human beings with a completely separate, unique DNA. They are a unique individual human in the womb of their mother. That's why I think we need to push ultrasound. It has been proven that if a woman that is considering abortion sees an ultrasound of her unborn baby, that woman who was going to choose abortion 80% of the time will change her mind. Just being presented with the facts. And by the way, I hesitate, but not really, to bring it up. That's exactly what the option line at Heartbeat does. Their phone lines are open and available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, with professional, trained counselors who talk to women at some of the most troubling, puzzling times of their lives, and they give them truth. They give them facts. They tell them about alternatives. They tell them that there is help. There is the possibility of adoption. If the woman chooses to keep her baby, there is help with the child and finances and clothing and so forth. That's why when I came to you a year ago, on behalf of Heartbeat, what they were doing was incredibly important, but we were in the middle of a very, very pro-life presidential administration, and the pro-life movement was fully supported by the White House and many in government. That's totally different this year. We are really swimming upstream this time. And that's why, again, the Heartbeat campaign officially begins tomorrow. But I'm hoping that we'll have a running start. We have one half of one day taken care of. It takes $1,800 for every day. I probably won't mention it again before the end of the program today, but I would absolutely love to see us have one full day, another $900. And so we would go into the official beginning tomorrow with one full day taken care of. Please go to the wordcolumbus.com, click on the Heartbeat International option line banner and give, or go online to saveababynow.com.